们再看几处的圣经。
Let's look at a few passages.
我们看马可福音第十六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音第十六章，我们看十四节到十六节。我用中文读，请 Emil 弟兄给我们用英文读。
We'll read from Mark chapter 16, verse 14 to 16. We'll first read it in Chinese and then in English.
后来十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信。心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Verse 14, later Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating.He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, Go unto all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
我们再看约翰福音第二十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
约翰福音第二十章十九节
John chapter 20 verse 19
我们读到二十三节
We'll read it till verse 23
约翰福音二十章十九节那日就是七日的第一日晚上门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了耶稣来站在当中对他们说愿你们平安说了这话就把手和肋旁指给他们看门徒看见主就喜乐了耶稣又对他们说愿你们平安父怎样差遣了我我也照样差遣你们说了这话就向他们吹一口气说你们受圣灵你们赦免谁的罪谁的罪就赦免了你们留下谁的罪谁的罪就留下了
John chapter 20 verse 19 On the evening of that first day of the week when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews Jesus came and stood among them and said Peace be with you After he said this he showed them his hands and side The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
我们再看路加福音第二十四章。
Then let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音第二十四章我们再看一个小段第二十八节到三十五节
From Luke chapter 24 let's just briefly look at verse 28 to verse 35
路加福音第二十四章二十八节将近他们所去的村子耶稣好像还要往前行他们却强留他说死后完了日头已经平息了请你同我们住下吧耶稣就进去要同他们住下到了坐席的时候耶稣拿起笔来注谢了拨开递给他们他们的眼睛明亮了这才认出他来忽然耶稣不见了他们彼此说在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心岂不是火热的吗他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处说主果然复活已经显给西门看了两个人就把路上所遇见和薄饼的时候 怎么被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。
Luke chapter 24 verse 28. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over. So he went in and stayed with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, Were not our hearts burning within us, while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them, assembled together and saying, It is true, the Lord has risen and had appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
我们在这两个月以来断断续续地讲到主耶稣复活。
Over the past 2 months, here and there, that we have talked about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
我们都是在路加福音第24章出来的信息。
And the message was coming out from Luke chapter 24.
因为路加记载的哪一天主复活的哪一天比较仔细。
Because Luke had recorded in more details than others about the resurrection of our Lord.
所以我就很愿意的用路加福音第24章给弟兄姊妹传说主耶稣复活的信息。
So I want to use this Luke chapter 24 to preach about the resurrection of our Lord.
若是主耶稣没有复活，我们今天在这里的聚集都是徒然的。
If our Lord Jesus had not risen from death, then it is in vain that we meet here.
若是我们的主耶稣没有复活，我们所信的也是枉然的。
If our Lord had not resurrected, what we believe in is in vain.
感谢我们的神，不单叫我们的主耶稣被钉在十字架上，为我们成了救赎。
Thank our God that not only our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross to become a redemption for us.
并且埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
He was also buried, and then on the third day he was risen.
主耶稣复活不单是带给我们一个盼望。
Our Lord Jesus' resurrection not only will give us the hope.
主耶稣从死里复活也带给我们一个新的生命。
His resurrection will also give us a new life.
所以在前一个月我就说到主耶稣的复活的信息乃是可喜的信息。
So on the last month, I already said that the resurrection of our Lord is a glad tidings.
主耶稣从死里复活也是有可信的证据。
And our Lord Jesus resurrected also have witnesses.
圣经虽然记载的不多，但是足够我们相信主耶稣从死里复活。
Even the proof was not recorded a lot in the Bible, but that's enough for us to believe him.
并且主耶稣复活是每一个信耶稣的人可以经历到他的复活在我们的心中。
And also his resurrection can be experienced in our own life.
以后我记得我们就提到主耶稣复活给我们的开启。
And later on, I mentioned that the resurrection of our Lord is a beginning for us.
在路加福音二十四章给我们看到三个开启。
In Luke chapter 24, let us see that there are three beginnings.
Three openers.
Three openers.
第一个就是木门开了，滚开了。
And the first one is the tombstone was rolled open.
第二个就是前一个主日讲到这以马忤师的两个门徒的眼睛开了。
And later on we mentioned the eyes of the two disciples who went to Emmaus, their eyes were open.
今天在这一段的里面我们要看到门徒的心窍开了。
And today we want to see that their hearts, the disciples' hearts were opened.
我们看到前一个主日我们看到这两位的两个门徒在以马忤师谈论到主耶稣的事情。
And last week we had talked about these two disciples going to Emmaus was talking about Jesus.
当他们谈论相问的时候，我们复活的主就与他们同行。
As they were discussing, the Lord of Resurrection appeared to them.
他们认不出耶稣来。
And they cannot recognize our Lord Jesus.
因为他们的眼睛模糊。
Because their eyes was blurry.
他认不出我们的主耶稣。
And they cannot recognize our Lord Jesus.
所以我们主耶稣就问他们说，你们两个到底是在谈论什么事情？
So our Lord Jesus asked them, what are you guys discussing?
所以这两个门徒的当中一个各留巴，他就把这几天在耶路撒冷所发生的事情告诉了我们的主耶稣。
So one of the disciples, Cleopas, was telling our Lord Jesus what had happened in Jerusalem.
但是他们还是不认出我们的复活的主耶稣。
But they still cannot recognize our Lord Jesus.
所以我们的主就用圣经摩西的律法和先知的书把指出他的事情告诉了他们。
So our Lord Jesus used the book of Moses and the book of prophets to explain to them.
他们仍然的认不出复活的主耶稣。
Yet they still did not recognize the Lord of Resurrection.
但是刚刚我们所读的一段的圣经，在太阳日头平息的时候，好像我们的主仍然的要向前走。
So earlier we read that as the sunset, our Lord Jesus was intending to go farther.
但是这两个门徒就强留主耶稣进去和他们同住。
But these two disciples urged him strongly to stay with them.
我们的主就进去给他们同住。
And our Lord went in and stayed with them.
当他们在一起的时候，就是快吃晚饭的时候。
And they were spending time together as the time of dinner time.
所以他们在坐席的时候，耶稣就拿起饼来，祝谢了，擘开，递给门徒。
So as they were at the table, our Lord Jesus took the bread, broke it, and gave it to them.
当时一个时候，门徒的两位的门徒的眼睛就开了，明亮了。
At that time, the eyes of the two disciples were opened.
这个时候，他们就认出耶稣来。
Then they recognized Jesus.
忽然耶稣不见。
And then Jesus disappeared from them.
所以这个时候，他们两位就彼此的说，我们在路上听见这位的复活的主给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是活跃的吗？
And the two disciples were discussing, weren't our hearts very, very hot when he was discussing that with us?
所以他们就立刻哪一个时候，他们就回到耶路撒冷去。
So, immediately they went back to Jerusalem.
他们一遇见到这一位的复活的主，他就愿意把这个好的大喜的信息回去，再回去耶路撒冷告诉其他的门徒。
They wanted to go back to Jerusalem to tell this good news to the rest of the disciples.
当他们回到耶路撒冷去的时候，我想那个时间已经不早了。
And when they got back to Jerusalem, must be pretty late then.
他们就正遇见使徒们和使徒的其他的门徒就在一起的在哪一个地方聚集。
And they met some of the disciples there and they were meeting there.
他们就说主果然复活了。
And they said the Lord had really risen.
已经显给西门彼得看。
And had appeared to Simon.
这个时候两个门徒也把在路上的事情和在他家里薄饼的时候的事情告诉了其他的门徒。
And these two disciples tell them what had happened on the road and also at their house when Jesus broke the bread.
当他说话的时候，耶稣就又向他们显现，站在他们的当中。
As they were still talking, then Jesus appeared among them.
所以我今天就愿意在一次的借着这样的机会讲到主耶稣向门徒显现。
So I want to use this opportunity to speak to you again. Jesus appeared to the disciples.
在这一段的圣经的里面，我们注意到三件的事情。
In this passage, we want to concentrate on three incidents.
第一件就是主耶稣的祝福。
And the first one is the blessing of our Lord Jesus.
也可以说主耶稣的问安。
It's a
主耶稣 向他们显现的时候，带给他们一个非常宝贵的礼物。
And as our Lord Jesus appeared to them, He gave them a very good gift.
这一个礼物就是让他们得着了属天的福分。
And this gift is that they can receive the spiritual blessings.
第二个我们就看到主耶稣看他们还是有许多的疑惑。
And second thing is our Lord Jesus saw that they still have some doubt in
them. 他们的心中仍然有许多的忧愁烦恼。
In their heart there's still a lot of sorrows.
所以我们的主耶稣再一次的给他们的确据说他是从死里复活的主耶稣。
So our Lord again gave them some assurance that He is the Lord who had risen.
以后我们的主耶稣就差遣他们要到普天下去传福音。
Later on, our Lord Jesus sent them out to the whole world to preach the
gospel. 告诉他们说，你们就是我的见证。
And tell them, you are my testimony.
所以我用三句的话说，第一个是祝福。
So I want to use three sentences. The first one is blessing.
第二个是确据。
And second one is assurance.
第三个是见证。
And the third one is testimony.
让我们的一个一个的来看。
Let's look at them individually.
我们首先来看路加福音24章36节到37节。
First, let's read from Luke 24, verse 36 to 37.
路加这里记载说，正说话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。
And verse 36, while they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you.
他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是魂。
They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost.
当我们在讨论主耶稣复活的事情的时候，
When we were still discussing the resurrection of our Lord,
我们的主常常就在我们的当中。
And our Lord will stood among us.
前一次我们看到当我们擘饼的时候，当主耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，擘开递给门徒的时候，他们的眼睛就明亮了，看见主在他们的当中。
Last time when I said when Jesus broke the bread and gave it to them, their eyes were open, they saw that Jesus stood among them.
路加特别的现在又再一次的说到，当他们说话的时候，彼此说话的时候，耶稣就在他们的当中。
And Luke mentioned here, this again, this time, they were just discussing, and Jesus stood among them.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常就觉得主耶稣不跟我们同在。
And sometimes, brothers and sisters, we thought that Jesus would not be abiding with us.
我们常常觉得这位复活的主我们没有看到的。
And this Lord resurrection that we cannot see.
感谢赞美主，当我们常常谈论他的事情的时候，
Thank and praise the Lord as we discuss about Him.
当我们为他做见证的时候，
as we testify for Him.
当我们一起的擘饼的时候，
as we broke the bread together.
当我们真心的来到主的面前，用心灵和诚实来敬拜他的时候，
when we come truly with spirit and truth, then
弟兄姊妹，我们不得不体验到主与我们同在。
Then we will experience that the abidance of our Lord Jesus.
主站在他们的当中，就说愿你们平安。
And our Lord Jesus said among them and said, Peace be
with
you.
我想这是复活的主带给他门徒，带给许多跟随他的人第一个礼物。
And this is the first gift our Lord Jesus gave to those.
这一个礼物也是叫每个信他的人得到了他的祝福。
Every single believer will receive his blessing.
这一个祝福乃是一个永恒的祝福。
And this blessing is an eternal blessing.
这一个祝福乃是从天上来的祝福。
And this blessing coming from heaven.
我们常常就觉得我信耶稣是不是我可以得到什么好处？
And sometimes we will think that if I believe in Jesus, what kind of benefit do I have?
我记得有一次那个去听一个很有名的传道人布道讲道。
And one time I went to a very famous evangelist that he was preaching there.
讲完道了以后，他就说，你们要不要神的祝福？
And after he preached, he said, do you want God's blessing?
他说，若是你们愿意神的祝福，我就为你们祷告。
He said, if you want God's blessing, I'll pray for you.
我记得他就说，你们若是要祝福，把你的钱包拿出来。
And he, I remember he said, if you want blessing, take out your wallet.
神要祝福你们的钱包那个。
God will bless your wallet.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不是一定要这样的祝福。
Brother and sister, we don't necessarily want just that blessing.
但是复活的主第一次第一天向他门徒带给他一个礼物，最宝贵的礼物就是说，愿你们平安。
Brother and sister, our Lord Jesus first appeared to them. The first thing he said is, peace be with you.
同样的，今天我们的主耶稣仍然乐意的把这样的平安赐给你我。
Similarly, our Lord Jesus wanted to give this peace to you and I.
但是很可惜的一件事情，我们的主把这样的平安带给他们，他们仍然却是惊慌害怕。
Regretfully, even though they get this peace from our Lord Jesus, they were still fearful and startled.
并且他错认了耶稣，以为是一个鬼怪。
And they thought that he was a ghost.
这里说魂，其实就是。 那个马太福音第14章，门徒看错耶稣，说他是鬼怪。
And this Chinese translation is soul thought in a similar passage that with translate into a ghost.
但是我们的主仍然的知道他们的难处。
But our Lord knows the difficulties.
知道他们心中的那个忧愁。
And don't know the sorrows in their hearts. He knows that in their hearts there's still a lot of things that they do not understand. So our Lord Jesus says to them, why are you troubled? Why do you have doubt in your mind? Our Lord is such a wonderful Savior.
他常常用奇妙的方法来安慰你我心中的许多的恐惧和愁苦。
He will use so many methods to comfort our trouble.
有时候我们的主耶稣知道我们里面的心内的实在的情况。
Our Lord Jesus knows the situation in our hearts.
他要把我们里面真正的那一个情况说出来。
He wants to tell us the real deepest part of our heart.
有时候在他们问为什么的时候，他就解答了你我的问题。
Sometimes when we were asking why, then he will answer our question.
有时候他直接的回答你我们的问题。
Sometimes he will answer straightly to you.
有时候常常他用哪一个问话来解答我们的问题。
But sometimes he will use questions to answer our questions.
我想输出那个来愿意寻求主耶稣真理的时候，常常有许多的问题。
And sometimes when those people who seek for truth, they will have many questions.
我就尽量去解答许多的问题。
I'll try my best to answer those questions.
我想有许多的解答不一定能够满意的、满足的、有很好的、叫你们有满意的回答。
And sometimes my answer may not give you a satisfaction answer.
但是我其实忘记我应当问你们的问题。
But I thought that maybe I should ask you questions.
这是主耶稣的常常的所用的方法。
And this is a method used a lot by our Lord Jesus.
他常常问我们问题的时候，叫我们里面自己来回答我们的问题。
And many times he asks a question so that we answer our own question.
所以主耶稣在这里问他们说，你们为什么愁惶？为什么心里起疑念呢？
So now he's asking questions, why are you troubled and why do doubt rise in your mind?
我们知道哪一天莫大拉的玛利亚到坟墓去，找不到耶稣的身体，就在哪一个地方哭呢？
And we remember Mary Magdalene, when she went to the tomb, could not find the body of Jesus, then she was weeping there. And our Lord Jesus asked her a question to answer her question.
他说，你为什么哭呢？
And she said, why are you crying?
你要找谁呢?
Who are you looking for?
我们的主耶稣对他的门徒也是常常的用问题来解答他的问题。
Our Lord Jesus always asked questions to his disciples.
在马太福音第6章的里面，他问他的门徒说，你们何必为身体忧虑说，吃什么，穿什么?
In Matthew 6, he told his disciples, why do you ask, worry about what you should eat, what you should wear?
以后在马太福音第8章，当那个门徒在海上的时候，忽然起了风浪的时候，耶稣就在 船的后面枕着枕头睡觉。
And when in Matthew 8, and when they was on the boat, that there was a storm over there, but Jesus was sleeping in the boat.
And 门徒就大喊救命。
And the disciples asked for help.
耶稣醒的时候，就斥责的风和浪，风浪就平静了。
When Jesus woke up, he scolded the storm, and the storm calmed down.
以后就责备他的门徒说：“侥幸的人啊，你为什么胆怯呢？”
So he rebuked his disciple. He said, "Why are you having doubt?"
哎，我们就是在马太福音第十四章，我们看见另外一次，彼得那个要在水面上走，要沉下去的时候，求耶稣来救他。
And we also Matthew 14, we saw that when Peter was trying to walk on the water, he was sinking.
同样的，我们的主耶稣就责备彼得说，侥幸的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？
As he asked Jesus for help, and our Lord Jesus rebuked him, "You of little faith, why do you have doubt?"
哎，同样的，在这里，我们的主也是问他的门徒说：“你为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念？”
Similarly, he asked his disciples, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your mind?"
他这里有点责备的意思。
There's some.Rebuilding.
因为我们的主耶稣，复活的主耶稣已经向西门彼得显现。
Because our Lord Jesus already appeared to Simon Peter.
西门彼得也是在他们的当中。
And Simon Peter was among them.
现在有以马忤斯的两个门徒从以马忤斯再回到耶路撒冷，告诉他们说，我们的主已经复活了。
And now there are two disciples going to Emmaus and coming back to Jerusalem, telling them our Lord Jesus had risen.
但是他们仍然的起着许多的疑惑。
But then they still have doubts in their mind.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knew our weakness.
他仍然的愿意帮助你我的软弱。
He wants to help our weaknesses.
他一面要责备我们，把我们里面的隐情诉说出来。
On the one side, he wants to rebuke us and want to draw out our hearts.
一面他要解决你我的问题。
On the other side, he wants to solve our problems.
另外他要给你我的确据。
And then he wants to give us the assurance.
所以我们的主就把他的手和脚给他们看。
So our Lord Jesus showed them his hands and his feet.
他说，你们看我的手，我的脚。
He said, look at my hands and my feet.
你们知道实在是我。
You know that it's I myself.
这是一个真实的身体。
And this is a true body.
这是一个复活的身体。
It's a body of resurrection.
以后就把手和脚给他们看。
So he just showed them his hands and feet.
我们的主仍然带着手上的钉痕。
Our Lord still has a scar in his hands.
我们的神，我们的主仍然带着他肋旁的伤痕。
Also the scars of, on the side.
坐在哪一个天上宝座的羔羊仍然带着他手上的钉痕。
You know, the lamb who was seated on the right hand side of God still have that scar.
仍然带着肋旁的伤痕。
And also the scars on the
side. 让我们能够认识他。
So that we can recognize him.
他是你我救赎的主。
He is the resurrection.
他曾经被钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
乃是要成了挽回祭。
To become a redemption for us.
乃是要成了我们的救赎。
To become our redeemed.
拯救我们从罪的里面出来。
From sin that he saved us.
拯救我们从撒旦的权势出来。
And from Satan he saved us.
好让我们回到父神的面前。
So we can come back to our Father.
我们的主今天仍然的常常的问你我的问题。
Our Lord Jesus still asking me us questions.
他知道你我的需要。
He knows the needs that of you and I.
他知道你我需要真正的平安。
He knows that we need the real peace.
所以第一个在这里，主耶稣说：“愿你们平安。”
So the first sentence he said is, "Peace be with you."
他是平安的主。
He is the Lord of peace.
他也乐意把平安赐给还信靠他的人。
He's willing to give the peace to those who believe in him.
我们刚刚唱了一首诗歌，说这个平安不是世界上所赐的。
And earlier we sang the song, "This peace is not cannot be given by the world."
这个平安乃是真正的平安。
And this peace is the true peace.
所以我们的主耶稣在还没有钉十字架以前，就给他安慰他的门徒说。
So our Lord Jesus had told his disciple before he was nailed on the cross.
在约翰福音第十四章二十七节说，我留下平安给你们。
In John 14:27, it said, "Peace I leave with you."
我将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give you.
我所赐的不是世人所赐的。
I do not give to you as the world gives.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not let your heart be troubled.
也不要胆怯。
And do not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，若是你心中仍然有许多的重担。
Brothers and sisters, if you have burdens in your heart,
你的心中有许多的忧愁，
if you have sorrows in your heart,
你的心中仍然有许多的怀疑，
if you have doubts in your heart,
你心中有许多的惧怕，
if you have fear in your heart,
可以来到他的面前，
you can come to him.
他赐给我们的平安，
he gives us the peace,
乃是解决我们里面许许多多的问题。
It's to solve the many problems within our hearts.
在十六章三十三节他说，在我里面有平安。
In 16:33 it says,
在世界上有苦难。
In me there's peace, but in this world you have trouble.
你们可以放心，因为我已经胜过世界。
So take heart because I have overcome the world.
但愿我们真正能够抓住主耶稣所给我们的礼物。
So that we can hold on to this gift.
这一个礼物乃是他自己的平安要给我们。
And this gift is that he will give us his own peace.
好让我们能够享受他的祝福。
So that we can enjoy his blessing.
这也是一个第一个祝福。
And this is the first blessing.
这一个祝福也是一切祝福的来源。
And this is the source of all other blessings.
我们可以来到他的面前。
We can come to him.
若是我们愿意谦卑地说，主啊，我需要。
If we can humble ourselves and say, Lord, I need you.
我愿意得罪了你的平安。
I want to receive your gift.
求主把这平安赐给我。
Lord, please give me
your gift. 他乐意把这平安赐给我们。
And he's willing to give us the peace.
第二个我们看到主耶稣给他们一个复活的证据。
And secondly, we saw the assurance that, of his resurrection.
我想我不能够很仔细地来解释。
I don't think I can explain this in detail.
但是在这里我愿意整个的归纳起来，主耶稣给他们一个三个证据。
But I want to conclude with three assurance that he gave the disciples.
第一个证据乃是他手上的钉痕和脚上的钉痕和肋旁的伤痕。
The first proof is the scar on his hand, his feet, and his side.
十字架乃是主耶稣复活的一个证据。
The cross is actually a proof of his resurrection.
使徒保罗他得罪了这一个秘诀。
And Apostle Paul had this secret.
当他传福音的时候，他说我不知道别的，我只知道我的主耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
As he was preaching, he said, I do not know of anything else except for our Lord Jesus and his cross.
十字架永远是荣耀的。
The cross is always the glory.
十字架永远是一个荣耀的记号。
And it's always a glorious sign.
十字架乃是一个得胜的记号。
It's also a sign of overcoming.
若是我们肯伏在十字架的面前。
If we will just bow before the cross.
我们若以接受主耶稣的救赎的时候。
And we are willing to receive his redemption.
自然而然我们里面有个复活的证据。
And naturally, we will have a proof within our heart.
我们常常要去找许多的证据。
Many times we want to look for other proofs.
但是我们的主耶稣手上的钉痕。
But the scar in his hand.
肋旁的伤痕。
The scar in the side.
乃是第一个证据。
That will be the first proof.
第二个主耶稣在这里体贴他们的软弱。
But secondly, our Lord was knowing their weakness.
怕他们可能还是看不清楚他手上的钉痕和肋旁的伤痕。
He was afraid that they cannot see clearly about the scar in his hand and side.
这个时候我们的主耶稣就问他们说，你们在这里有没有什么吃的？
So our Lord Jesus asked them, do you have anything to eat here?
所以门徒就给他们一块的烧鱼。
So our disciples gave him a fish, smoked fish.
其实这里不一定是一片的烧鱼呢。
Actually, it may not be just a piece of fish.
在这里不见说是一块的蜜蜂。
And also there's a honey over here.
在这里意思说有任何的东西可以吃的。
And just asking for if there's anything I can eat here.
总是门徒当中他们所吃的他们也给几位复活的主耶稣。
So our disciples, whatever they were eating, so they give Jesus to eat.
所以我们的主耶稣就接过他来。
So our Lord Jesus took it.
并且在他们的面前吃了。
And then eat before them.
意思告诉他们说他仍然是一个身体。
To tell them that he still have a body.
这一个身体可以吃也可以不吃。
His body can eat and not eat.
这一个身体可以从门进来，但是也可以门关起来，他也可以进来。
His body can come through the door or just even the door is closed, he can come through.
因为他从死里复活，乃是得着了一个荣耀。
Because he resurrected from death, he had this glory.
他乃是有一个荣耀的身体。
He had a glorious body.
因着他从死里复活，有荣耀的身体。
Because he had been risen from death, he had this glorious body.
我们信他的人，当他再来的时候，他也给我们一个荣耀的身体。
For those who believe in him, when he comes back, he will give us a body also.
这是我们常常的刚刚蒙恩的时候，愿意知道，非常渴慕的知道说，我死了以后要到哪里去。
And when we're saved, and in the beginning, we always want to know, after I die, where do I go?
我怎样的可以从死里复活？
How can I raise from death?
弟兄姊妹，现在我们信了耶稣，乃是灵里的复活。
Today, we have believed in Christ that we have resurrected spiritually.
将来主耶稣再来的时候，他要给我们一个复活的身体。
When our Lord Jesus comes back again, He will give us a body of resurrection.
所以我给许多的慕道的朋友说，到哪一个时候，我们可以到任何的星球去。
And so I told a lot of truth admirer that at that day we can go to any planet.
我们可以吃饭。
We can eat.
我们也可以不吃饭。
And we cannot eat.
我们可以在这一个地方。
We can be over here.
我们也可以到另外的星球去。
We can go to another planet.
因为那个时候，主耶稣显现的时候，给我们一个荣耀的身体。
Because at that time, when he appeared again, he will give us a glorious body.
这是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
这是一个活泼的盼望。
And this is a living hope.
这是一个美好的盼望。
It's a wonderful hope.
但愿我们真正能够得到。
So that we can receive it.
只要我们愿意来到他的面前。
As if we are willing to come to him.
我们先接受他得着了灵里的复活。
First we receive him to have spiritual revival.
将来我们也要有一个复活的身体。
In the future, then we have a resurrection body.
这是主耶稣第二个证据。
This is a second proof that our Lord Jesus gave.
第三个，主耶稣仍然的要把摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇所记的，直作他的话，都一一的给他们解释明白。
The third proof, our Lord Jesus wanted explain to them using the law of the Moses.The book of the prophets and Psalm.
那两个门徒在路上，在以马忤斯的两个门徒，主耶稣也是给他们解释摩西的律法和先知的书。
The two disciples going to Emmaus, our Lord Jesus similarly used the book of Moses and the book of prophets to explain to them.
这是旧约的圣经。
These are the Old Testament.
旧约的圣经，当主耶稣哪一个时代分成三个部分。
In the Old Testament, at Jesus' time, there are three sessions.
第一个就是摩西的律法。
The first one is the law of Moses.
第二个就是先知的书。
And the second part is the book of the prophets.
第三个就是诗篇所记的。
And the third one is the Psalms.
我想趁着这样的机会，我就给你们介绍关于一点点分成这三部分的圣经。
Using this opportunity, I want to explain to you how the Old Testament is separated into three groups.
摩西的律法我们知道就是所谓摩西五经。
The law of Moses, we know, is the five books of Moses.
我们常常愿意读圣经的人就从创世纪先开始。
And many times we like to read the Bible starting from Genesis.
我就劝他们说你不要从创世纪开始，从约翰福音或者路加福音开始。
So I encourage him, don't start with Genesis, start with the book of John or the book of Luke.
但是有很多人很有兴趣。
But many people were very curious about
that. 他们就从头就读到利未记就觉得很困难。
So they start from the beginning. When it comes to Leviticus, it's very difficult.
这是摩西五经。
This is the five books.
这也可以说律法书。
And book of law.
不单包括这五本书。
Not only include these five books.
我们知道约书亚也在包括在里面。
We know the book of Joshua was also included.
撒母耳上下也在这个律法书的里面。
The first and second Samuel was also included in this book, Law of Moses.
以后这个列王记上下也是在这个当中。
And later on, the first and second King also included in this.
以后我们就看到第二个部分就是先知的书。
And then the second part will be the book of the prophets.
这先知的书, 就是包括那个大先知和小先知。
And this book of prophets includes the major prophet and also the minor prophet.
但是还是包括了, ,其他的许多的部分。
And also include other sessions.
以后就到了一个诗篇。
Then when we come to Psalm.
诗篇主要的就是有五本书。
And there are five books in the Psalm.
但是仍然也包括其他的书。
And also include other books.
就像路德记。
And like the book of Ruth.
以斯帖、尼希米。
Ezra, Nehemiah and Esther.
这是旧约的那个时候的圣经的分法。
And this is how we separated into groups in the Old Testament.
可能我还有一点漏洞，你们回去再去查。Maybe
I have left out something. You can go home and study it.
我们的主耶稣就开他们的心窍。So
our Lord Jesus opened up their heart.
使他们明白圣经。So
that they can understand the Bible.
并且对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必须受害，第三日从死里复活。
And he told them, according to the scripture, that Christ must suffer first and be and rose again in 3 days.
主耶稣从死里复活。
Our Lord Jesus rose from death.
哪一个坟墓是空的？
The tomb was empty.
哪一个洗麻布、火头巾仍然在哪一个地方？
The cloth, the wrapping cloth was still there.
主耶稣从死里复活，显现。 许多的妇女,
Our Lord Jesus resurrected and he appeared to many women.
也是给许多的使徒看见，给他的门徒看见。
And then he appeared to the apostles and the disciples.
以后使徒保罗说也显给他看见。
And then Apostle Paul said also appeared to him.
这是可信的确据。
This is the assurance that why we can believe.
让我们不要有什么疑惑。
So that we don't have any more doubts.
我不是说你们不要考据那个。
I'm not saying that you should not go study it.
但是当我们疑惑的时候，我们常常就摇摆不定。
But when we have doubts, then we will sway from side to side.
若是你要寻求这位复活的主，
If you want to seek this law of resurrection,
最直接、最简单的方法就是一个单纯的信心。
The simplest method is to have that simple faith.
你就是愿意开我们的心门。
If you open your heart,
你说，主啊，我需要你。
And you said, Lord, I need you.
我愿意开我的心门。
I want to open the door of my heart.
求你进来。
Please come in.
他要做你我的主。
He will be the Lord for you and I.
我们要成了神的儿女。
We'll become the children of God.
现在短短的时间, 我们就要看到第三个, 做见证。
In a brief time, I want to talk about the third thing is the testimony.
这里十四七节说，并且人要奉他的名传悔改。
In verse 47, that they will preach about the scriptures on repentance and forgiveness of sin.
这是我们的主耶稣来到地上，被钉在十字架上，从死里复活的目的。
And this is the purpose why our Lord was nailed on the cross and rose from death.
他乃是要叫人能够奉他的名传悔改和赦罪的福音。
So that we can preach repentance and forgiveness of sin in His name.
这是一个福音。
And this is a gospel.
这是一个赦罪的福音。
This is a gospel of forgiveness.
谁能够拯救我们？
Who can save us?
谁能够付清我们的罪债？
Who can pay the debts of our
sins? 只有在十字架上的主耶稣。
Only the Lord on the cross.
只有从死里复活的主耶稣。
Only the Lord Jesus who rose from
the dead. 他为你我付上了罪债。
He had paid for the sins.For you and I.
只要我们愿意接受他为我们所做的那个救赎。
If we are willing to receive the redemption he had done for us.
他说要从耶路撒冷起直到万邦。
He said from Jerusalem to all nations.
福音要从耶路撒冷传到普天之下。
Gospel will preach from Jerusalem unto the whole world.
但是在这里我们的主现在有一个差遣。
And here our Lord has sending.
他差遣他的门徒们。
He sent his disciples.
他说你们就是这些事的见证。
He said, you are the testimony of these things.
这个见证是什么？这些事是什么事情呢？
So what are these incidents?
这些事乃是主耶稣如何的被钉在十字架上，如何的从死里复活。
And this incident includes how our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross and how he rose from death.
这些事都是事实。
And all these incidents are facts.
弟兄姊妹，福音不是一个哲学。
And gospel is not a philosophy.
福音不是一个宗教。
It's not a religion.
福音也不是单单劝人那个做好事。
And gospel is not just asking you to do good things.
福音乃是叫我们要悔改。得着了赦罪之恩。
Gospel is so that we can repent to receive this forgiveness.
你我都要为这样的事情做见证。
You and I will be testimony for these.
弟兄姊妹，我常常的觉得有个遗憾。
Brother and sister, I have really a regret.
实在对不起，我必须要讲。
And I'm sorry that I have to say this.
我从开始来到 Kansas City, 就常常在校园里工作，校园去传福音。
When I first came to Kansas City, I went to different campuses to preach the gospel.
我就发现那个时候有很多人是从不信刚刚的相信，很多学生。
And I saw that a lot of students from unbelief to become Christian.
当他们接受主了以后，是非常的热心，好像里面有个火热的心，愿意告诉别人说我已经得着了耶稣。
When they first believed and they have such a burning heart, they want to tell other people, I have received Jesus.
同样的现在我也是看见。
And similarly, I can see that
nowadays. 常常初出蒙恩的弟兄姊妹非常的热心去传福音。
Those who have first become a Christian, they are very enthusiastic to preach the gospel.
但是到了慢慢的过了十年二十年以后他就不传福音了。
But after 10 years, 20 years, he stopped sharing the gospel.
我不是说没有这样的人。
I'm not saying that there's no people like
that. 我就说留下来愿意传福音有福音负担的很少很少。
But I'm saying that there are only a few left that who are enthusiastic about preaching the gospel.
我也常常自己责备自己做了传道人以后就不懂得怎样传福音。
And I've also rebuilt myself as becoming a preacher. I don't know how to share the gospel.
所以我立了一个志向无论得时不得时无论我是如何我总要为主做复活的见证。
And I have decided in time or not in time, I want to share the gospel of Christ.
我想这是今天教会的需要。
And I think this is the needs of our church.
我们希望教会有很多人聚集在一起。
We want the church to have a lot of people gathering together.
我们乃是把别人的工作拆掉，以后都来我们这里聚集。
We are putting aside the people's work and gather them over here.
这不是一个见证。
This is not a testimony.
见证乃是真正的要常常的诉说主耶稣如何的钉在十字架上，如何的从死里复活。
The testimony is how our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross and how he rose from death.
告诉人简单的福音，说只要愿意接受他就可以得着。
To tell people of the simple gospel that you are to receive, then you will receive.
但愿我们传悔改的福音。
Let's preach the gospel of repentance.
我们也有一个悔改的心。
That we will have a heart of repentance.
弟兄姊妹，时间不多了。
Brothers and sisters, the time is not a lot of time.
我们看见这一个时代的里面，主来的日子近了。
We can see the generation that the time is near that the Lord will be coming back.
我们也不知道我们在世的日子有多久。
And we do not know how long we're going to live on this earth.
但是有一件事情我们需要常常听见主耶稣的呼召。
And one thing we need to hear is the calling of our Lord Jesus.
你们乃是我的见证。
You are my testimony.
那我常常说我不知道怎样的做见证。
And sometimes you said, I don't know how to give the testimony.
见证就是把我所看的、所听的、所经历的告诉别人。
Testimony is to tell other people what I see, what I hear, and what I experience.
你我是不是真正的有生命的经历？
Do you and I have this true experience?
你我是不是真正诉说那个复活生命在你我心中的那个故事？
Do you and I can give this testimony that what happened in our lives?
但是有时候我就觉得没有力量去讲。
Sometimes I feel I'm so weak, I don't have power to speak.
感谢主，在这里主应许我们的圣灵。
Thank God that He had promised of the Holy Spirit to be with us.
当时给这许多使徒门徒们。
At that time given to these disciples.
同样的，他今天也要给你我。
Similarly, He will give the Holy Spirit to you and I.
但愿在这些年间，我们需要一个迫切的祷告。
May these days we will earnestly pray.
我们也需要一个以主的心为心。
We need to have the mind of Christ.
我们需要一个合一的心在基督的里面。
We need to have a unified heart in Christ.
不能够让我们分开。
That we cannot be separated.
让我们合而为一的向前。
That we can go forward with a united heart.
让我们传着主耶稣的救恩。
To preach the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
让我们在这个时代的里面来传说主耶稣怜悯我们。
At this generation, we'll preach about how God had mercy on us.
让我们常常的要述说主耶稣赦罪的真理。
That we will talk about the forgiveness, the truth of forgiveness.
教会不是一个定罪的机构。
The church is not a condemning organization.
教会乃是要传主耶稣赦罪之恩的机构。
But rather organization to preach about forgiveness of sin.
教会乃是要招引许许多多的浪子回到神的面前。
To call a lot of the prodigal sons to come back to God.
让我们得着了主耶稣的救赎。
So that we can receive the redemption of our Lord.
让我们以一个称义的地位到主的面前。
So that we can come in a position of justification.
让我们彼此的坦坦的交通，彼此的相爱。
So we can have fellowship and love one another.
我们能够在主的话语的里面。
So that we can be in the Word of God.
我们乃是在靠着圣灵的能力的里面。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们乃是在彼此的相通的里面。
As we have fellowship together.
好让我们成了一个圣洁的团体。
That we become a holy organization.
我们不是靠着我们自己的力量。
Not through our own strength.
我们也不是靠着我们的规条来拘束我们。
Not according to policy to constrain us.
我们乃是靠着神的爱，圣灵的焚烧那个神的道理，让我们能够成了圣洁的身体。
But by the love and by the truth that we can become a holy body.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱亲爱的主。
Dear and dearest Lord.
我们真是在这些年间，我们多少的时候亏缺了你的荣耀。
In this time that we have fall short of your glory.
我们常常的像那长子一样的。
We are like the old son.
我们常常的觉得我自己在家中做了许多的事情。
We felt that we have done so much in the home.
你反而去恩待这一个烂子。
But then you have grace on the prodigal son.
主啊，求主把你的爱充满在我们的当中。
Oh, may the Lord fill us with your love.
把你的圣灵厚厚的浇灌在我们的当中。
And anoint us abundantly with your Holy Spirit.
主啊，更是你常常的行走在我们的当中。
That you will walk among us.
好让我们的眼睛的开启
so that our eyes will be open
好让我们的心里也被心窍被开启
so that our minds will also be open
好让我们能够认识你也能够知道你的旨意
so that we can recognize and know your will
当然这些年间求主复兴你自己的工作
may you revive your work during this generation
在我们的里面得着了复兴
so that you have revival in us
叫我们愿意为你做见证
so that we'll testify for you
求主怜悯我们
may God have mercy on us
也求主祝福我们
and bless us
求主给我们的力量
and give us your strength
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的
and that's in our Lord Jesus Christ's name
Amen, Amen.